Good morning on WWDB, 8:60 a.m. with Cantor Scott, Inspiration and Religion. On Sunday mornings, I hope you're listening live. If not, certainly on podcast 24/7, WWDBAM.com, or anytime on my social media, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. There is never a wrong time to bring joy and faith and inspiration and all that's good in life to you, your family, all those that you come into contact with each day. So I hope everyone had a good week. If you're watching me on video, it's starting to be cold, so I'm wearing layers. Layers upon layers, and certainly there are layers to prayer. There are layers to God. There are layers to faith. And the more you start to peel off those layers, the closer you get to God. And of course, as we speak about, how do you do that? You wake up in the morning, you take the first 3 minutes of each day, instead of scrolling your Facebook, scrolling your Instagram, you scroll the Word of God through the scriptures that are in your hearts or your scriptures that are by your bedside. You take 3 minutes to scroll and find out that God is your friend before you find out what new friends you have made on social media. And that's the way we dress in the winter, layers upon layers, and the more layers that you learn about and acknowledge that God is the reason and always put God first, the more layers that God will protect you with the armor of God. So if any negative things come your way, if any bows and arrows come your way, you will be able to defend yourself. And I always wear shirts and hats. In fact, if you see the hat I'm wearing today, it says, God bless America. And certainly God does bless America. God blesses us all each and every morning. So it is a proper way to wake up in the morning and say a prayer to thank God in advance for all of the prayers, the wonders, the blessings that God so wants to give us every day. We thank God when we wake up. At least in Judaism, it is a custom to say the Shema. And the reason we say the Shema is manyfold, but one of the reasons is that we acknowledge that even before we put our feet on the ground, even before we get out of bed, we are telling God we are ready. We are ready to accept all of the dreams, goals, and inspirations that you are going to help us with each day. God, this morning, this afternoon, and tonight, we are ready to acknowledge that God will set the wheels in motion and tell us through our prayer, whether what we are dreaming of is absolutely right or most of the time absolutely wrong. And if it's wrong, God will say, no, that is not your time yet. No, that is not what your mission in life is. So wear layers in the winter, but know that there are many, many layers of God and you have to peel them off. And the more you pray, the closer you get to the knowledge of God, and God becomes your friend that you check in with every morning when you wake up, even before you check out your friends on social media. So we always begin with a prayer. So if it is your custom to bow or close your eyes, please do. But please, with the still small voice of your heart, we say these words. For all you have given, thank you, God. For all you have withheld, thank you, God. For all you have withdrawn, thank you, God. For all you have permitted, thank you, God. For all you have prevented, thank you, God. For all you have forgiven me, thank you, God. For all you have prepared for me, thank you, God. For the place you are keeping for me in heaven, thank you, God. For having created me to love you each morning, each noon, and each night. Thank you, God. And on that, certainly, we can all say, amen. There are so many wonderful things happening in this month of October, and it is getting late in October, but we all know what is in late October, and certainly that is Halloween. And one of the charities that I work with each and every year is my own charity called, I know this is a difficult charity name to remember, Cantor Scott's Charities. You can look us up on Facebook, Cantor Scott's Charities. And each And every year we supply Halloween costumes to families in need who can simply not afford temporarily costumes for their children. So if you know any children in our community of South Jersey and Greater Philadelphia, or if you are a family that cannot afford wonderful costumes for your children to bring them pride and joy so they can be amongst their friends in happiness, please contact me. It would be my honor to supply your children with wonderful Halloween costumes so they can be in and around their friends looking good for Halloween. And thank you from my heart for all those who have chosen to give financially to this cause so I may go out and buy and take families and meet families for Halloween. And if you would like to give for this charity, we know that Halloween costumes can be very, very costly. Please contact me any way that you choose. All my contact information is on my website at cantorborsky.com, CantorBorsky.com. For those of the Jewish faith, last week we ended the cycle of the high holy days. Of course, here's Rosh Hashanah, then 10 days later, Yom Kippur, then 5 days later, Sukkot. Then after Sukkot is Simchat Torah. And for those who don't know what those Hebrew words mean, Simchat is joy, a joyous occasion, a simcha. And Simchat, and then we have Torah, which is, of course, the Torah, the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and my favorite, Deuteronomy. I even named one of my cats after the last book of the Torah, Deuteronomy. If you've seen the Broadway show by Andrew Lloyd Webber, you know that Deuteronomy is the old wise cat. And that is what my Deuteronomy, I call him Deuts, D-E-U-T-S. Deuts stands for Deuteronomy. We finish on Simchat Torah, the last book of the Bible, the Christians call the Old Testament, Jews call the Torah. We finish it up with the end of the book of Deuteronomy, which at the end, of course, Moses dies at the age of 120. And that's why in Judaism, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to wish someone in health. 120, we say it in Yiddish, may you live to 120. That means 120. Of course, that's a blessing to anyone unless they happen to be 119. So if you're 119, I will not wish you to live to 120. But anyone else is a blessing. So we end the book of Deuteronomy when Moses dies at 120 years old, and then the Torah ends. And we can never add more to the Bible. We can never add more to the Torah. Of course, history continues in other scriptures and other books. But as far as the Torah, it ends there. And then on Simchat Torah, we scroll, you know, a Torah comes as a big scroll. You could also, you know, find the Torah in book form, of course, and you should all have book forms of Torah in your home, but it comes when we pray from it, it comes in a scroll. So then we scroll it all the way to the beginning, to the book of Genesis. And of course, the book of Genesis in Hebrew is Bereshit, and Bereshit means in the beginning. We all know the first verse of the Torah, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So Simchat Torah is a joyous day. It's a very beautiful and joyous occasion, and it reinforces the bond, the unbreakable bond between the Jewish people and God and our faith and Israel. And we have started the beginning of the Torah at the beginning of Genesis this week, and it's always an honor and a privilege to teach others about the Torah portion of the week. And we know that home is the place God has designed for all family Bible study and to begin and be nurtured by mother and a father. Yes, God has also given us houses of worship, which complement and confirms what is being taught at home, but it's the family itself, the family that has been ordained by God as a consistent environment for everyday spiritual growth. And if you would like to join me online once a week with others, for Bible study for you and your children all together. You sitting on your couch, you sitting on your dining room table, in your living room, in your family room, wherever you gather, in the kitchen, for Bible study each week for adults and children. Please contact me. We will be starting so very soon, and it will be an honor. We've done this in the past, and it has been so spiritually strong, so wonderfully filled with righteousness. Just contact me on any way that you would like, phone, text, email, by Facebook, all my contacts on CantorBorsky.com. It would be an honor for you to join us so you can fulfill the family obligation that God has designed for family Bible study. And that would be an honor to me, and certainly, certainly an honor to your family and to your children. We learn in a very wonderful prayer called V'ahavta, which means, and you shall love God. These words were taken into the New Testament as well, the Christian Bible, but in the book of Deuteronomy, after the most important words of the Shema are the words of the V'ahavta. It says, and you shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, all your strength, which is a commandment. We never have a choice to love God. We are commanded to love God with all our essence, as the V'ahavta says, and you shall love God. It's not an option. It's not, well, I will if I want to, if I have time, but I don't have to. That's not the way it works. In fact, that's why God created us, to love God, to worship God. And in return, God hears our prayers and starts a conversation with us. For after all, what is prayer? It's simply a fancy word, as we know by now, just for conversation. And the more you pray, the more God becomes our friend, and we're able to converse with God just like we're able to talk. In fact, why would God have created us with the ability to talk for speech if God did not want us to talk with Him? So the more you pray, the more you get into that conversation, a mode of talking with God. And if you have never prayed with your children, and I know that most parents have never prayed at home with your children, this is a good opportunity to start. So please contact me for online virtual Bible study at your home in the evening, when all of you are home and resting and enjoying the day and enjoying your company. It would be an honor to speak with you. And on that, certainly, certainly, of course, we can all say amen. It is certainly worth saying amen to our sponsors of the day, without whom inspiration and religion simply would not be possible on WWDB. We say amen to Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care that you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments they believe you deserve. Their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you and for them. Certainly, we can all say amen. You know, we should say amen every morning that we wake up, even if we have problems in our lives. And who doesn't? Many, many days, part of our lives, whether it's financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, or all of them, or any combination of them, are in the valley. But just because we're in the valley doesn't mean that we should not have conversations with God. So instead of saying each morning when you wake up and there are troubles in your heart, let your heart not be troubled. Instead of saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this Instead, say, Lord, I can't wait to see how you do this thing through me. Let me repeat that again. Instead of saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this, say, Lord, I can't wait to see how you are going to do this, solve these problems through me. And on that, I know that we can all say amen. So if you pray to God, God acknowledges that, oh, they're here with me. They're listening to me. They want to be with me. It is time to walk them through the door to solve the problems. And if the door that you're trying to open, if the knob is just not turning, it's the wrong door. Walk down that hall, and there are bound to be other doors that God will lead you through. So wake up in the morning and say to God, God, I look forward to how you are going to take me, my heart, my soul, my mind, and to fix and to solve these problems that I have in my life and problems for my family. You will be amazed what will happen when you acknowledge that God is your partner, that God is a friend, that we are in this with God together, and never feel intimidated to pray. Never feel intimidated to pray. And the more you pray, the easier it will get. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. And if you've never prayed, it's never too late to start. And don't let others tell you, what are you doing? What are you praying for? What are you going to services for? What are you joining Cantor Borsky online for? You're doing fine. You have a good job. Everybody seems to be happy. You're doing okay. You have goals. You have hobbies. You have friends. Never let anybody tell you that and question your prayer, because as the old song says, I think it's by, I can't remember the name now, but it's a country song that no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. I think, is it Charlie Rich? Is that the name? I'm trying to think of Charlie Rich, but he sung, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. So if somebody's telling you not to pray, be aware that they don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Pray to God. And just because you have never prayed before, it is never too late to start. And just because you've never seen God in your life before doesn't mean that God cannot come into your life at any time. And on the flip side of that, just because you've never seen God in your life before doesn't mean God has not been in your life before. You never know when God has taken you down a path of a decision you are going to make that you could go one way or another. There's one survey that said that we make over 3,000 choices every day. 3,000 choices every day. And when God gave the Torah to Moses at Mount Sinai, God was giving us all the righteousness, all the 613 laws, commandments that we would follow that told us how to live a good life. But at the same time, God gave us free will. God gave us the Torah, the Bible, to show us what is right and what is wrong. But with that, God gave us the free will to think for ourselves so we could do what's right and what's wrong. So just because you haven't seen God in your life, don't think that God has not been in your life. God is always in your life, whether you know it or not. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen for our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further. The Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all faith, religions, and cultures of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. 234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for funerals. Pay less. Get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And on them, we can all say, Amen. On a daily basis, I have people contact me any way through on social media, on phone, on email, on text, on instant message. And they always question the amount I talk about praying, the amount I ask people to pray, I teach people to pray, the amount of times that I spend doing social media posts about praying and talking about God. And they often say, why do I pray today? I prayed yesterday. You prayed? You pray, Cantor Borsky, Scott, Cantor Scott, you prayed. You pray every day. And I always give them the same answer. Your question, why did I pray today? Well, why did I eat today? Why did I sleep last night? Why did I hug my family today? I did it yesterday. I prayed yesterday. I ate yesterday. I slept yesterday. Everything you do that is good in your life becomes a habit, and it becomes just a part of you. Praying for me is the same as eating for me. It's the same as sleeping for me. Just because I ate yesterday doesn't mean I'm not going to eat today. Just because I slept yesterday doesn't mean I'm not going to sleep today. Just because I prayed yesterday does not mean that I don't pray today. It's just part of me. It's in my DNA. And the more you do something, the more it becomes part of your heart, of your mind, and of your soul, and of your growth, and of your achievements, and of your successes, and a part of your essence in everything you do, whether it be financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, it becomes part of it all. So anything that we are taught that we do day after day becomes a habit, and I hope that praying becomes your habit just like eating and sleeping become your habit. I hope that praying just becomes part of you, and if it does and when it does, you will see the changes that are made in your life. You will see the goodness and the righteousness that will come in your life. And on that certainly, we can all say, Amen. And we certainly say Amen for our friend Bonnie of the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster Shopping Center. And it is getting a little bit chilly now this fall. And where do you go for clothes for all the men and boys in your families for this fall? Certainly to the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, to the Men's and Boys Store. And Bonnie, the owner, is such a blessing to all of us. How do we know? Because I don't think a week goes by that the Men's and Boys Store is not winning an award for this, an award for this. The best formal wear, the best men's clothing, the best boys' clothing. You should see. They're gonna run out of space on their walls for all the awards that they win. And each day they are receiving new fall merchandise in both their men's and boys' departments. Suits, sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes, anything you need for fall weddings, bar bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and wonderful custom tailoring too. Formally, from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philadelphia in Huntington Valley for 25 years. They are presently located at 320 York Road in Warminster Shopping Center. So matter where you live, South Jersey, Greater Philly, get there. I get there. I love it there. Why? Because they are the best. Tuxedo sales and rentals for weddings, charity events, cruises, and any formal occasion for your business or family. Get together, call Bonnie at 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060, the Men's and Boys Store in Warminster, PA, simply the best, and for them certainly, we all say, Amen. I am sure all of us are watching. This is a good time to be a sports fan in Philadelphia. The Sixers, the Flyers, the Eagles undefeated. Well, if you're listening to this, I hope on Sunday, I hope we're still undefeated. And of course, the Phillies in the World Series, and certainly, hopefully going to the World Series. But they have had a wonderful season nonetheless. And it's always a blessing to pray for our athletes. In fact, most professional sports teams have their own personal chaplain that goes into the locker room before the games, and they pray with all the players. So please join me as all the seasons are either getting into full swing or ending in the playoffs. Thankfully, we're in the playoffs. Join me in praying for all of the athletes in Philadelphia, that they thank God. They thank God for the God-given ability that they have to perform at the highest level in the world. We pray to God to allow them to remain healthy throughout the game, healthy of body, mind, or soul, so they can continue to perform at the highest level and bring all their fans, all the community together. Because if there's one thing that sports does, it brings, especially if the team is good, it brings us together. This Phillies team this year has brought us together in ways that we couldn't have imagined in the past 11, 12 years. And this Eagles team going undefeated has brought us together, has given us something in common to talk about. No matter what religion, no matter what culture, no matter what background, no matter what color, no matter what age, no matter our income, no matter our job, it is something in common that we can speak to. Hey, how about those Eagles? Hey, how about those Phillies? It puts us on an even level to bring joy into each other, to bring righteousness into each other, to bring niceties and all that's good into each other. And certainly, who can ask for more? So we pray for the health of all the athletes that are giving us so much joy and something to bring us together. And Lord knows we always need joy to bring us together. And thankfully, our teams right now are bringing us joy. And that is godliness. And we always say that sometimes the only God anyone ever sees is the God in you and the God in me. So hopefully when you meet somebody, give them a smile if they're looking down. Say, I will pray for you. And then talk about, hey, how about those Phillies? How about those Eagles? And on that, we can all say amen. And as we always do, we always end our program with pray more, worry less. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed day. Each and every day, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you in person or on WWDB or on social media. Have a blessed day, everybody.